Your parish orphans and retrogrades. Happy Friday. Happy Ides of March. On March 15th, the Ides of March. Remember your Shakespeare. Julius Caesar was warned, remember the Ides of March, this famous day in the life of the Roman Empire. Well, remember the Ides of March. Today we come to you with some more ill news from Rome, this time the Catholic, not the secular, Roman Empire. New synod documents for October of 2024 are revealed. And what do they reveal? Discussion themes for study groups formed by Pope Francis. This new document, according to LifeSite News, from the Synod on Synodality, leaders outlined study groups to explore key synod themes and what they said to do. To be a synodal church in mission is to discuss the serious possibility of female deacons. We knew where this was going. This broke yesterday on the 14th of March. They're doing all this for a reason. They're not just getting everyone together to discuss. They'll like make new friends. The real synod on synodality is the friends they made along the way, right? Wrong. They're getting all of these dames together to change the church through even more revolutionary feminist activity. So it's funny because you can argue with other right-minded people about what's the real danger in the church since middle 1900s. And everyone's got sort of within some operative paradigm, some operative set of conceptually boundaries, they've got kind of their own answer. I think it's feminism in the church and in the world. That's what's unique about my answer. And the whole church became feminized, church life, parish school life, and the home place all became overrun by bossy, shrill women, even though we live under the bifurcated, two-headed patriarchy of clerics and household priests, clerical and lay. That's all been overrun, man. That's what I say. And I don't know how people that disagree with me push back. They never debate the claims made, but they'll say things like, well, Pope Francis didn't yet reify female deacons. He's supposed to do that back in 2019. Yeah, well, I agree. But it's definitely what the point of the Synod on Synodality is, one of the many points. And I've told you this is already basically a done deal. Now, if you'll recall, October of 2023 was supposed to be the close of the Synod on Synodality, and was it? Nay, he pushed it another year out. He said October 2024 will be the close. Well, now we're learning that summer, May, June of 2025 is the close. Why is he expanding the chronological boundary of the Synod on Synodality? It's because he's seeing, I thought we were going to be able to do it. I thought that this incrementalism that I, Francis, am so good at using, I thought it was going to be able to put the period on. Stretch, using Jesuit techniques, casuistry, weaponized ambiguity. You stretch it until people get bored with it, then you put the period on. I've talked about this a million times. I don't want to do it again today. On Fridays, I just get sick of repeating stuff. But that's what he was going to do with regard to female deacons. He's going to stretch it out. We've been talking about this since the Amazon Synod in 2019. Didn't do it then. There was a pseudo I told you so by normies in the church. Oh, he didn't do it. Yeah, he attached a document saying he's going to do it in the future to the Amazon Synod final report. He said, oh, that midterm report counts as part of this document. And that midterm report said they're going to do it. Well, October of 2023, people like me thought he might well do it then. he stretched it out a little more. He added an extra session, and he made it really clear it's going to be done between now and then. Now he's stretching it out nine more months. So all the stretch tells us where he plans to go, and he tells us where he plans to go. And I'm going to read this LifeSite article on this document in a second. Before we do so, I want to tell you ways you can support what I'm doing. The first way you can support what I'm doing is by liking this video, subscribing to this YouTube channel, clicking the notification bell so you know when these videos start. That's it. That's the most simple thing. If you watch my videos, please do these things. If you watch Rules for Retrogrades, this is the main, most basic, fundamental aspect as to how you can be part of the community, a parish orphan, if you will, a retrograde. At the next level, if you want to send us $10 a month and get some cool goods and services in return, we no longer go through Patreon. I've been kicked off of Patreon. I'm sort of becoming the Catholic cancel king. Kicked out of jobs, kicked off of Patreon. Was worried we were going to lose the YouTube channel this time of the year last year. Avoided that for a little more time. So we are at Locals and Subscribestar. Attached to this video are Locals and Subscribestar. They're surrogates for Patreon. If you want extra goods and services, you can support us for 10 or 20 or 50 bucks a month or even more or even less, even five or whatever. And you get stuff in return. That's how you support the channel. Now, you know some very important extracurricular projects that I'm working on. If you're interested in supporting these, I'm talking about a film. I'm talking about an extra book right now. There are ways that you can reach out and support one or more of these. If you're interested in that, then contact me at timothyjgordon@timothyjgordon.com. Next week, I might be able to talk about how and why support on these extracurriculars is more important. But if you're interested in a higher showing of support, if you're just interested in it, then give me an email at timothyjgordon@timothyjgordon.com. And if you want to support yourself, go to realestateforlife.org. Get out of your blue state, get to a red state today. Okay. So having said that, I'm going to read from this LifeSite news article, which was up yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday, March the 14th. Day before Ides of March. Leaders of the Synod on Synodality have published two new texts highlighting Pope Francis's plans to implement a more permanent effect of the multi-year synod by the format of study groups for key synod themes. At a press conference today, a panel of speakers comprised of the Synod on Synodality's leading members presented two lengthy documents showing the results of the General Secretariat of the Synod's recent workings in order to orchestrate the workings of the upcoming October session of the Synod on Synodality. The first is called How to Be a Synodal Church in Mission. Aren't these titles hilarious? We've used the word synod like 50,000 times, just as moderately interested observers over the last 3 years. Five perspectives to deepen theologically in view of the second session is what the subtitle of this thing is called. It presents what the text describes as the guiding question, given that the text adds, how the Synod on Synodality has made us increasingly aware of our mission. The second detailed the study groups on key Synod themes, which began Pope Francis in... This sentence doesn't make sense. The second detailed the study groups on key Synod themes, which Pope Francis in February tasked the Roman Curia to form in cooperation with the General Secretariat of the Synod. It's called Study Groups on Questions Arising in the First Session of the 16th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops to deepen in collaboration with the dicasteries of the Roman Curia. Both texts demonstrate the self-reflective circular discussion model as the chief theme and emerging new style of operation for the church and appear to posit the future of the church as being intrinsically oriented toward the synodal process. This means the process of the phenomenology of spirit, Hegelian change, Hegelian dialectic of history, where nothing is fixed, nothing is true, nothing is permanent, nothing is truly Catholic in the Catholic Church. That's the Hegelian dialectic of history. Everything's always changing. females are now basically men, according to Francis and all the feminists in the world. It was a male kind of bifurcated patriarchy, the church, but now women kind of run family. I mean, I'm just describing most of your guys' families out there. Women run the household. The men act more like manly women. Women. The prelates are, you know, fantastic and act like women. And the women really run the parish life. So why not have female deacons? Why not have female deacons? A need was raised of ensuring local participation in the synod process, as noted in the October 2023 synthesis report, to keep the social synodal dynamic alive in the local churches so that an increasing number of people can experience it directly. Questioned about topics such as priestly celibacy, homo sapienism, LGBT, Realtor General of the Synod, Cardinal Jean-Claude Hollerich, told the assembled journalists that the Synod was not on any specific topic. He added that while he continued to keep his own personal interests or preferences out of the event as a whole, he was joined at the presenting table by Cardinal Mario Gresh, Secretary General of the General Secretariat of the Synod of Bishops, along with the leading theologians of the Vatican Curia. The study groups, remember, I told you this is how casuistry works. Man can't fly by flapping his arms, but we're going to study it and try to make it so. They will be stretched. The chief news from today's conference was regarding the study groups. They will be stretched out until June of 2025. Now, the Synod on Synodality report. What is this from? Is this from the same day? Let me see. Remember, the Synod on Synodality report pushes female deacons and lay governance, but avoids giving firm answers. Now, that's from October 28 of 2023. But, okay, so that's what's being cited back to is this October 28th breaking story. They want to push female deacons, but we're not getting a lot of detail. LifeSite News has tremendous, there's the main place I go for news. This article's going a little bit long, so I want to get to a tweet by Michael Haynes, which sort of got to the heart of the matter. Hollerich and Gresh, the two guys in charge of the synod, revealed two new synod texts, and those synod texts, according to Michael Haynes, who I follow closely on Twitter, are included. The June 2025 date suggests elongation or continuation of the synod, and I'm just saying, look, I told you so. And the lengthening out of this process from 2023 to 2025, one step at a time, is what Francis is doing in order to play for time. When you're an incrementalizer, you have to play for time. If you realize, as we're now less than a year away from October 2024, that you have to play for time. You're like, this, it's a feel thing. It's palpable. Oh, wow. All these conservatives in the church, all these retrogrades and parish orphans out there, they're not, we haven't softened up the meat yet for the knockout punch. We needed to soften up the, tenderize that meat way more. People are not yet calloused. I guess that's an opposite image. People are not yet ready to have the amoris laetitia treatment, where he said, I'm going to do communion for divorce and civil remarried in 2014. I'm not in 2015. In 2016, maybe in amoris laetitia. Then it went quiet and people were bored about it because normies get bored easily. And then late 2016, boom. Yes. The document amoris laetitia means what you think it means. This is the only correct interpretation. Well, so that moment in September of 2016 when Pope Francis finally put the period on that, yes, we are giving communion to adulterers who are unrepentant, have not been to penance. Well, that was the culmination of really 3 years of getting people ready. Now we're really resisting him, and have been so, on female deacons. And he's got to look at the defense and he's calling an audible here in early 2024. We're not going to be able to do this. We're not just going to be able to say full stop. There are now female almost deacons. That's not a full stop. What I said he was going to do all along, he still will, is come up with some middle definition of common deacons just means helpers in Greek, ordained deacons, which are basically just that's holy orders, one of the seven sacraments, but for women. He'll do some middle point, which is much closer conceptually to the ordained deacons. And that's what I'm calling full stop. He's not even ready to do this in 2024. So I told you so, even as he pushes pause. It proves where he's going, where he and Gresh and Hollerich are going. So I'm not trying to be annoying, but it's an I told you so show. And I did tell you so. And I told you so with regard to this March, I think, 17th Francis book that's being released. Did you hear about this? He says, look, I've been lobbying for many, many years for the global legalization of SS civil unions. I told you so on that, too. And who really told us so, in closing here, is Cardinal Walter Brandmuller. Cardinal Walter Brandmuller told us in the second year of this pontificate where the Sankt Gallen agenda is going. The Sankt Gallen agenda is Pope Francis. I think this is the first show I've done now in the 12th year after the 11th year anniversary show I did a couple of days ago. He's doing exactly what the Sankt Gallen Mafia put him there for. And deacons are next. SS Union blessings were next. Probably very probody, and I'm telling you, yeah, I'm gonna stretch the horizons a little bit. They're gonna do what they wanted Paul VI to do, to get rid of the ban on artificial contraception. That seems to be what the Sankt Gallen Mafia agenda is. But the deacons thing, that's a done deal in my mind. And stretching the time limit, that just confirms it. And these documents confirm it. Gresh and Hollerich are including it in every document. It's the closest thing to a document on the October 2024 session of the Synod. So there it is. That other story I just dropped is a tweet from Diane Montagna from 2 hours ago. Francis says in autobiography due out March 19th, not 17th, that while homo sapien marriage remains impossible, this is not the case for civil unions. Because it is right that these people who live the gift of love can have legal coverage like everyone else. Direct quote. Direct quote from Francis, Pope Splainers. It is right that these people who live the gift of love, that is not true. This is not Christian love. That they can have legal coverage like everyone else. He is who I've told you he is. The Pope's planners, most of whom have been in the church for a year or 2 years. You didn't know who Francis was. You didn't see this coming. I'm not trying to be annoying with the I told you so thing. I'm just trying to say, look, this was a claim, a very, very stakeable claim early on. Francis told us who he was. Lots of other people have called it. Part of the reason you watch the show about current events, I don't just like doing news, is so that you get it, not just where we've been and where we are, but where we're going. So it's part of kind of the bona fides of one of these shows. Most of these Catholic shows have a horrible, horrible overreactive or underreactive track records. I'm just saying the track record here at Rules for Retrogrades is neither overreactive or underreactive. A lot of times I'll say, no, I don't think it's going there. That's overreactive to make that prognosis. I'm not trying to be annoying, but you got to stick up for one's own self, for one's own part, for one's own life, as Ebenezer Scrooge says. And that's what we have. We're getting female deacons. You see why the wishful thinking leads you toward, boy, this would be clean if he turns out to be an antipope. I'm still not there in terms of conviction. We shall see. We shall prevail. Hit me up on email if you have any interest in helping with the extracurriculars at any level, particularly if you've helped out with projects like this. Because we need the pushback against feminism, and we need it now. I'll be on Tim Pool's show, Culture War, debating Rollo Tomasi 1 week from today. I will be in Washington, D.C. on Tim Pool's show, Culture War. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a skewering. God bless you all, Desmond.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the